PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, after your pet passes, watch for those signs from them.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Do you have a real ghost story? Because we would like to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802, or you can write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then remember, if you want to be a premium subscriber, you can do that. You get no commercials, access to the entire archive of almost 5,000 episodes, and you get, what's the other thing that they get, Kathy? Access to the advanced episodes. You get all of that. I'm sorry. I'm really tired, apparently. So I'm going to do the best I can, but you can sign up through Patreon or Apple Podcast Ring. Try it 3 days free or go to ghostpodcast.com. So I'm a little bit tired today. I've been traveling. I went to Chicago to see our beloved Chicago Cubs. 1-1, lost one.
Yeah, it was weird to have you there because normally I'm there.
That was really weird. And I went with my friend Deb and I said, I don't know how many times. I'm kind of missing Kathy. Kathy should be here. I got to take a picture and send it to Kathy now.
Want to lean over and say something that, you and I would get, and
right. And then in the meantime, there was a guy hitting on her. So it's like different. It's you and I at the games.
That's
it's not
weird.
Like,
nobody hits on us when we go to the baseball game.
Never. That's our first weird Cubs game ever. This guy's like trying to sit on her lap and everything. Now, that said, we were in the bleachers. Yeah. And the bleachers at Wrigley Field are rather drunk. But we love the atmosphere. It's kind of crazy and wild, and I like the seats, and I don't know. There's just something fun.
You just make friends with everybody around you when you're in the bleachers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, it's a lot more. It's fun.
So I was like, I guess I can officiate your wedding whenever that happens because I do have the certificate. But it was so funny because they're still chatting. It's been like 2 days. They're still having conversations. So.
Some people got it and some people don't.
Yeah.
And I guess I don't.
Well, and here's the other thing. I love my friend Deb, but this is not the guy that I would kidding. So I'm not really upset. Because at one point, like, and granted, like, we lost the game. And when you lose a game, chances are there are things you could have done differently in every game. At one point, our guy, one of the guys, does something, screws it up, and he goes, "You whore." What? Like, what? You don't call our guys that.
He's not a very good baseball heckler.
And he's a big, he was just F-bombs and all this in the bleachers, but that's what they do. So, I don't know. It was really fun, though. It was, but just no.
Yeah, I've just never heard anybody call a baseball player a whore. That's, like, weird.
It was weird. But, that's weird. He seemed like, he was a nice guy. He was very friendly. And so it was just kind of funny. I'm like, well, Kathy and I never get hit on, but whatever. That's okay.
Okay. Okay.
That's fine. Well, that's fine. I guess we're too much into the game, but I don't know.
Yeah. Well, that is kind of a thing.
With us anyway.
Yeah. Well, when we know everybody's batting average and ERA. And, right. And I'm like, that's RBI number 27 for him.
And you know, I'm even excited because Yu Darvish is pitching for the Padres, Heather. And he used to be our pitcher for a while, and I'm like taking pictures of him, and I'm like, Justin Steele's coming back for us tonight, his first night back since opening day, and I'm all excited, and you weren't there, so I'm just sending you these pictures, bombarding you, so just know you were so missed, but we stayed in a really cool hotel that was very, very, very Cubs friendly. The rooms had big Wrigley Field murals on the walls, and it was really cool.
But not haunted.
Not haunted at all. It was a day's in. I picked up on absolutely nothing there. And
once again, proof again, day's ins are not haunted.
Yeah, not one. It was funny because even I woke up in the middle of the night one night because I was hot, and because that just happens some nights to women. And, I lay there for a minute, and it's that weird, like, where am I? Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, oh, I'm on my Cubscation. I'm like, I'm in Chicago. And then I was like, oh, shit, is this room haunted? And then I'm like, no, it's not haunted. This room's perfectly fine. So, yeah, we didn't go any haunted places, do anything like that. So
that's so weird. No, not a haunted ghost tour or anything.
I did
that's
not
so
do
strange.
One haunted
we
thing.
We usually do those when we go up
See,
there.
See, but that's you and me. It's our thing. But we're going to start off today with a call about pets and looking for signs. And we've talked so much about that. And a reminder, I did an episode of that on the Grave Talks recently with Rob Guttrow about getting signs from pets. And I think, you know, so often when our pets die or a loved one dies, we look to mediums for validation. It's like, can you connect with them or can you tell me when you kind of might be ignoring the signs that are right in front of you? Mm. And that's what's cool about Rob's books, the Pets in the Afterlife series. He kind of does tell you what to look for. And I found it very validating when I read it that some of the things that I was like, I think that was a sign. He specifically mentioned in the book as being a sign.
Wow.
And so that was pretty cool. And so I think that, you know, you want that sign and frequently you get that sign and you just have
to be open
to it.
What'd you say the book was called? What's the name?
The series, there's four of them in the series.
Oh, there's four. Okay.
Yeah, there's four books and it's Pets in the Afterlife. Book four is all about cats. But like he and I were talking about Buddy and because I've mentioned this before, about how I've had three dreams with Buddy, and in all three of them, like I was in my kitchen or in my bathroom, and I don't remember if the other one was back in the kitchen, I don't remember. But in three different dreams, it was like I'm getting ready. It was just like real life, and I look over and there's Buddy, and I'm like, Buddy, what are you doing here? And in true Buddy fashion, he was like, oh shit, I'm not supposed to be here. And he just turned around and left. And so Rob suggested that one night before I go to bed, I talk to him and say, you are welcome to come to me in my dreams and open myself up to that. And I thought, that's a good idea. Maybe he would show up and then I wouldn't scare him off.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. But that makes sense because Buddy was always that kind of dog. Oh, shit, did I screw up? Sorry. I got to go.
I, you know, it's weird, but I haven't had a dream where my dog came to me while I was alive. I mean, a dog that had passed away. Mine come because I'm in my dream, I'm moving along, and all of a sudden I think, holy shit, I'm dead. You know, like for some reason, like everybody's ignoring me or something. And then I think, wait, I'm dead. Nobody could see me. And the second I realize I'm dead, I'm like, oh my God, where's Rosie? Like I'm looking for my dogs, my past dogs. Where's Shiloh? You know, like I'm looking for them. And it's the first thing I do when I have these weird I'm dead dreams.
Got to find my dog. So that's what this call is about. Signs from your pets. Here you go.
Hey there. Calling from Ontario, Canada. Honestly, awesome show. We discovered you not too long ago and I became addicted. It's an amazing lesson. Anyway, I have a few ghost stories, but I'll tell you something that touches me deeply. It's regarding a pet, and I'm sure there's many of those. I had lost my Great Dane. We were two bachelors living together. It was just amazing, the two of us. Anyway, I met my significant other now, and he had passed away not long after we met them in 2020. And in 2021, we bought our first house together. And, of course, selling my current house, the house I was in, it just wasn't the same being there without Mr. Vladimir, my Great Dane. So I had to move into the new house a little bit before my wife did. And I had some nights all by myself. And this is 2021. I was just feeling alone. I was really missing him. And I'm downstairs and I'm still getting stuff ready, but it's late at night and I'm just feeling really lonely. I'm feeling really down and it's a whole new chapter, but it's intimidating and a little overwhelming. And I happen to sit down and I'm just kind of thinking, wish you were here. I miss you so much, buddy. And no sooner do I think this when on one of the towels that I had spread out on the floor at my feet was one of the biggest whiskers from Mr. Vladimir, my Great Dane. And I don't know where it came from, but it was just there. Anyway, I hold on to that whisker passionately. I keep it with him, but every now and then I pull it out just because. And honestly, it touched my heart. And it's like, it's, you know, he's there. And there's some solace in that. Anyway, that's one of my stories, and I really hope if I hear it, great. If I don't, you know, now you know. Thank you very much. Bye.
See, I think that was a seriously obvious sign from his dog. It wasn't a question of, was that a sign from my dog? It was. Because how did that just show up right then?
Exactly.
And you know, that made me think, that happened to me, not that exact same thing, but maybe within the last 2 months, I was sitting at my sofa watching some TV. I looked down between my sofa and the coffee table. I have an area rug there. And I was like, what's that? And I go to pick it up. And Buddy had very distinctive color fur. It was very reddish, rusty color. And it was that color. And I pick it up and it was like his fur. I don't know where it came from. I'm assuming, let's blame it on the cat. You know, maybe Izzy found it somewhere and brought it to me. I don't know. But it was just all of a sudden right there. And then I saved it. I put it someplace special and then it disappeared again.
Weird.
Yeah. But that, you know, feeling.
There is an energy that happens like with pets, things too. Like I have a dresser that is very haunted, but on the dresser, I have, like, I had a little Shih Tzu named Rosie, and then we had a Shih Tzu named Sam, and they were, like, best buddies, and they both passed now, and they were little, so there's a little canister there, you know, for each of them or whatever, but I keep, like, Rosie's little, like, she had a little sweater she wore, and every now and then, I just reach over and put my hand on it, and I swear I feel energy. You know, that there's a connection that happens there. Her little collar's there, you know, and sometimes I just reach over and pick it up. It's like you can feel it, you know?
Yeah. And I just think that finding that whisker, especially a dog that big, that would be a noticeable whisker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how else did that just show up?
Yeah.
Just those little signs from beyond. And in that book, Rob Guttrow talks about, you know, the obvious ones like feathers and birds and pennies. But I think that, it, you know, it's easier to get a sign to you that's like a feather or a whisker as opposed to like, here is my big log I used to carry around in the backyard, Dad. You know, it's not going to be that.
Though you have had some odd ones, like where a toy or something that was a big deal just showed up out of the middle of nowhere.
The bone one day.
Yeah.
So
there's been some that are kind of odd like that where, you know, just showed up.
Yeah. So I just, those stories, I just love them. I love them so much. Mm-hmm. I love hearing those. It just makes you feel a little bit of connection when you so desperately need that connection.
I agree.
I think that's so special. Well, thank you for that story. I really appreciate it. And here is our next one. It says, hey guys, how's it going? I've been listening to your show for a while now. I guess it's my turn to tell you about my experiences with the paranormal. I've been truck driving for a while now. I'm the type that likes to run at night and sleep during the day. Traffic is silent during the dead of night, and this is the time when I listen to your podcasts. I can't always rely on my Rand McNally GPS because a state or city prefers to do major construction during the night, and they block off roads or highways, forcing me to take different routes. Anyway, back to my experience. That had nothing to do with anything. I was driving through Lancaster, Pennsylvania one night. The sky was perfectly clear and the moon shined bright. Another trucker was merging from the right, so I moved to the left lane. I glanced at my passenger mirror, making sure that my trailer tail was in my side of the lane. As soon as I looked back to the road, that's when I saw her. A lady in black darted out from my left, and without even thinking about it, I stepped on the brakes. I heard a loud thud on the hood of my tractor, followed by the screeching brakes of the other truck to my right. Both of us quickly pulled over and got our flashlights. The other trucker asked me if I saw the lady, and I said, yeah, I'm pretty sure I hit her. Then he replied, I think I ran over her. So we both looked under his trailer, found no signs. We retraced the rubber marks on the road to the point of impact, and still no signs. The other trucker and I were the only ones on the highway that night, and as we walked back to our trucks, everything got really silent. A few seconds later, we heard someone running behind us, and we quickly turned around. We didn't see anybody, but we could still hear the sound of someone running. Both of us looked at each other in fear and sprinted to our trucks. I closed the curtain sheets on my cab because I couldn't help thinking that she was going to be standing behind me or sitting in my passenger seat. That was the first time I was afraid of the dark. I had all of my interior lights on as I drove away. Ever since, I've been sharing my story with other truckers, and they told me they have had similar experiences, ranging from phantom blue police lights pulling them over to driving on a road that seems to elongate and age from gravel to dirt as if going back in time. Thank you so much, guys. Keep up the good work. That was from Christian. What a creepy, creepy story.
Okay, we've heard a lot of ghost stories, but I'd put that one right up there.
Because it didn't just happen to him. The other truck driver right there, they both saw it, and they both pulled over.
Well, and do you know how shook up you would be if you thought you just hit someone and the other guy thought he ran over them?
Yes. And they both pulled over to go,
you know, they're
help
shaking,
and assist.
Yeah. Right? You know, they're like, oh my God. And they're really upset and they're shaking and, you know, all this stuff. And then nothing.
I just can't imagine that one.
Oh my gosh.
I remember our dad had some crazy experiences driving a truck. I don't remember anything like that. It was just crazy.
Well, he had the opposite of that, where he came up. And there was someone in the road.
Oh, yeah.
And laying there just, and he got pulled over. Well, apparently there had been an accident. I think this person had been ejected. in the road. And he said it was just awful because, you know, he gets out of the truck and then there's this person in the middle of the roads. So they're trying to not, they don't know if they can move him, if it's safe.
Right.
You know, if
but
whatever.
You don't want him to get hit.
And you don't want him to get hit. And then he kept hearing somebody, like somebody was saying Carol or something. Cause I think he was shook up because they were calling like your name. And he's like, Carol, like what? And apparently the guy in the road was like his wife. And they found her somewhere else. But what an awful feeling to be driving and there's a body in the road.
Thank God, you know, someone like Dad was able to, because our dad had also been a mortician, so he was probably pretty good. Like he could handle the blood and gut stuff.
Yeah.
But
I cannot imagine how shook these two guys were when they pulled over and then, you know, looking for somebody, but
he's not there. And then that whole terrifying thing when they hear someone running and there's nobody there.
And so creeped out that you're almost like scared to get back in your truck because who might be behind you? Oh, like you're driving down the road and then it's like, oh, I don't want to look in the back.
That one creeped me out.
That was a scary
story. Now it's like at night when you're driving. Now I'm going to think about that kind of shit.
Oh, you know, like I'm always, aren't you just always a little bit nervous when you're in the car by yourself and it's late at night and you're driving? It's just a little bit scared to look in that rear view.
I'm like so, I get weird when I drive at night out in the middle of nowhere. Because one thing, then I started thinking about UFOs. This would be a great time to get abducted because
exactly.
Nobody would know I'm here.
Yeah.
And then I worry about deer. Everyone should.
That's a definite possibility. Yeah.
But now I'm going to worry about something like this.
I'm always a little worried about looking in the rearview mirror.
Oh.
Like you might see somebody sitting in your backseat.
Oh.
Or even worse, there's a dark shadow with red eyes.
Just what I need.
I know. You'll never be able to drive at night by yourself again.
Not like anymore. That. Thank you very much, Kathy Gordon.
Ruined that for you.
Well, let's do one more call. Hopefully it's nothing that will ruin a driving
I don't know. That was
me.
A good one. Let's see how good this one is. Okay. That one was good.
So this story isn't about something that happened to me, although I have had experiences in the past, but this was a story that actually happened to my sister, and it was retold by my mother. And my sister, she was very, very sensitive. She would have trouble sleeping. She would freak out to where she would say she would see different things. We used to, like, tie red pieces of garments to her crib and burn candles because she just was very, very agitated, especially at night, and because she always said she heard something or saw something. But this story in particular, my mother went and purchased a vehicle from a dealer. And when she took my sister to go see this vehicle, my sister started freaking out. She was screaming and crying that, you know, fire, and there's an angel with a broken wing on fire inside of the car. And my mother just could not console her. She kept trying to get her to calm down and get near the car, and my sister's flailing around, wanting nothing to do with the vehicle, and she keeps saying there is an angel with a broken wing and it's on fire. So she screams and cries herself to sleep, and my mother purchases this vehicle and puts her in the car seat and in the car. And as they're driving back, they get back to the house, and my mother gets out of the vehicle really, really quickly and just turns around to start taking stuff out of the car. And all of a sudden, there was smoke coming out of the hood of the vehicle. and the smoke starts bellowing out, and all of a sudden the hood catches fire. And my mother immediately, and this is where I come in, she starts screaming for me to come downstairs because there is an issue, and my mother is trying to open the car door, which ends up being locked. And she can't get it open for my sister's side. And the car just keeps going up in smoke and fire just keeps, you know, bellowing out. And this is where the neighbors had come in and they're trying to call 911 to have the fire department come and put it out. So finally, my mother's screaming. So she opens up her driver's side door. Again, the smoke is starting to bellow into the car, and my mom is trying to unlock the back door to be able to get to my sister, and she's screaming for Sydney to wake up, and she's very, very small at this point. And my sister wakes up, and she just starts seeing the fire. And she ends up freaking out, and she's screaming, "I told you, I told you, I told you, the angel with the broken wing is on fire." And she just keeps screaming, "The angel, the angel." And my mom finally is able to open up the car door and grab my sister and pull her out of the vehicle. And, you know, eventually by the time I finally came down the stairs, there's just smoke all down that, down the street on the sidewalk. And again, I'm not quite sure where my mother purchased this vehicle, whether she purchased it in the Bronx or anything, but my mother said that she had that vehicle for less than an hour. And that's just a story that we continue, we tell her to this day of what happened, and she doesn't remember anything of it, but we do. Thank you so much for allowing us to talk about our story, and we hope that it will show up on the podcast. Thank you.
So that gave me anxiety, like that whole story. As she's telling this story, my heart rate was just increasing and increasing and increasing.
Yeah.
Like it totally gave me anxiety. And so if you, with one of your kids when they were little, I don't know that I could have bought that car if my child had such a reaction to it. Especially a child you knew who is sensitive anyway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not sure I could
have. I don't want to blame the mom for anything. Might at that point have already been a done deal and she went back to get it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, yeah, I have no idea. But yeah, that would be, yeah, to have your child screaming about, you know, the car and just, you know, carrying on about this car. I might have had to walk away too. I might have just had to say, "You got anything else?"
My child does not like this car.
Yeah, like, you know, you got a nice Malibu or something. Like, I don't know, but
the angel with a broken wing thing. That's really weird.
Yeah.
And just the anxiety of your car's going up in flames and your kid is in it.
Yeah.
Oh, that was crazy. Oh. Wonder if the sister still has those abilities to this day.
Yeah.
Might not remember that. Obviously, she was very small, but I wonder.
But there might be other things that she remembers.
Because sometimes those things go away, but I don't know. Whoa, yeah. I feel like I need to go take a few really deep breaths.
Ooh, we really had quite a... goodness.
That one was intense.
That was intense. And then that one of Christian's. Wow.
So if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. It's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Remember, you can be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, and access to the archive. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for $10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least 3 ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health versus Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That 2-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? Who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here. And you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Do we all need to be detoxing ourselves?
Before I go asking, how can I detox? I have to look inward. Okay, what am I doing? Can I identify at least three ways that my body detoxes and ways to support that? I promise if my message was more dramatic like that, I would have millions of followers and make millions of dollars. But I cannot sleep at night trying to sell someone something that their body already does naturally.
We're living in a crazy world now. I think it's a lot of people fear a lack of control. And as a result of this, this is the way of them trying to make sense of the world and try to take control over their own bodies. So by actively doing something, I'm going to detoxify things, therefore I'm going to feel better, I think is absolutely one of the reasons that it, you know, detoxifying has become so popular.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Should we all be taking creatine?
I don't know if you've seen creatine content online. Whenever you talk about it, you get no less than 100 different questions about it.
Like so many questions.
Yeah.
I'm not a scientist or a data collector or whatever you want to call it, but am I losing muscle mass? No. Am I building it? Maybe a little here and there. So, you know, what aspects of creatine contribute to that versus how many times am I going to the gym? You know, who knows?
Therein lies the rub, right? You want to think that you're doing something good for your body, but I don't know how to measure that.
Could this work for endurance? Could it work for a muscle mass maintenance in the elderly? Could it work for brain health? These new research studies coming out have really triggered a lot of interest because now you're taking a well-studied supplement and saying, well, what if it did these other things? And that's exciting for folks.
Listen to the full episode of Health vs. Hype with the American Medical Association on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the states in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I like things my way, my coffee, my schedule, and my treatment. So I talked to my doctor about self-injecting with the VivGuard Hytrulo prefilled syringe, which contains efgartigimod alpha and hyaluronidase QVFC. It's injected under your skin, subcutaneously. It means I can inject in my space, on my time. It's my treatment, my way. Visit VivGuardMyWay.com. That's VYVGARD MyWay.com. And talk to your doctor about VivGuard Hytrulo, brought to you by Argenics.